There have been reports out of Guguletu that taxi violence has moved into and morphed into extortion. Some reports that people purported to be taxi drivers, alleged to be taxi drivers, would stop cars with more than two passengers and then fine them as some form of tax. Jeffrey Mamputa is a social activist in Guguletu. I've seen these reports over the last, particularly over the last week, Jeffrey, when there was real threats of violence when it comes to taxis. Is this indeed the case?
Lester, good morning. And you are right. This has become very complicated, Lester, the extortion, because there is an element of truth in it, and there's an element of opportunism and an element of criminality and copycats in the process. Oh. So it becomes very difficult to say it is not the taxi industry that is involved when there is such overwhelming evidence that they have, for the past 30 years or so, been involved in some form of extortion in one manner or the other. For instance, for the past 2 years, there have been ongoing and occasional threats against e-hailing taxi drivers. We've seen it happening in Joburg, where taxi drivers were attacked, where the meter taxi were attacked, where we've seen in Cape Town where buses have been attacked and intimidated, where bus drivers have been shot. We have seen that, we know it is standard practice that if you want to get into the industry, you pay a very hefty amount to the rank manager or the association or whoever in the area that they will done it. If you do not, you then cannot ply your trade, in spite of the fact that you've got a permit and that you've paid your installments and the taxi belongs to you.
But Jeffrey, in Guguletu and other parts, Crossroads and Youngers, we have also very different public transport mix. You have the minibus taxi industry, and then we also have Amapela, which is the Cressida type vans, or the Avenzas, who would basically have made a business of, because of the danger of walking to a taxi rank in the middle of winter and it's still dark in the morning, that, you know, you could take one of these Amabellas and move from very close to your home, and that they will then take you to a taxi rank. And we've also had in the past of these Amabellas also threatening anyone that they assume to be some form of Uber or meter taxis. It's a very, very complex issue in areas like Guguletu, Nyanga, Crossroads.
Complex is probably not stable, but one can say that there's an incestuous relationship between Amapela and the minibus taxi driver, because some or many of Amapela are owned by owners of mini taxi drivers. They too have been involved in extortion, but this time Amapelas have always been stopped from operating. If you look over the past week, if you can seek some or try and source some of the voicemail, the taxi industry has been so bold, or individuals within the taxi industry have been so bold as to send messages to community to say that there won't be scholar transport. That's why there is no scholar transport this week for children. There won't be any Amapela, there won't be any e-hailing taxis, there won't be buses. They boldly send those things and saturate such stuff. And the people in the industry know that the only way to get into that is that you'll have to go to some rank somewhere and pay somebody or pay the industry to be allowed to operate. Mm. So extortion is becoming a feature of the industry, as the industry is turning from being a transport industry into becoming a criminal activity. Mm. Yeah.
So where are the police? Jeffrey, if there are these informal roadblocks at the entrances of Guguletu, and I know in NY1, The police station is right there as you come over Klipfontein Bridge. The police station is right there. Why aren't the police intervening when there are these informal roadblocks?
Let's get by the police campus. Just tell me if one day you've ever seen a roadblock in front of the police camp. And secondly, there are allegations that a number of police in certain areas, especially where the dispute is around the Bikwini, there have been allegations of police being directly involved and being owners through their children and other family members of taxis, of reports disappearing and not being followed up. And secondly, the number of police in Guguletu is minuscule compared to the number of taxi drivers, because the taxi drivers would simply drive 100 taxis to the police station and intimidate the police. We've got to agree to that. The police are doing a good job, but I think it's very unfair that they're supposed to look at some of the things or control some of the activities that they're required to, given the other ills that are present in Guguletu. There have been calls that the army should, just for a limited time, specifically concentrate on the taxi industry, and there's been reluctance to do that.
Because the army eventually has to leave. We can't have a permanent state. But what happens during the time when there is a military presence? There needs to be talk, negotiation, talks about regulation and rules and all that during that time that the SANDF is there.
Yeah, that is exactly. You know what happens in the few one or two occasions when the army is there, the taxi industry behaves better than angels on a Sunday. You know? And if you can do the carrot and stick thing and get the army in while the negotiations are there, I tell you, you'll have lasting agreements.
Jeffrey Mamputa, social anti-crime activist in Guguletu. Thank you so much. If you live in Guguletu, if you've experienced, you know, these allegations which Jeffrey has confirmed of extortion, if there's more than two people in a passenger vehicle, there's often times where people either purporting to be taxi drivers or even criminals stopping cars and saying, we're not allowing any other public transport in here. Because you have more than two people, you must be transporting people. So in order to go through, you know, pay us a tax. If you have experienced that, or you know of someone who've experienced that, give us a call. 021-446-0567.